Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, all those things. We're sending you our best wishes and a little bit of love along with it. And especially to our good friend Beverly Williams, who's with us now. Beverly is one of the world's experts, probably in the universe, one of the top experts in the universe on home-based business issues. She's the co-author of The 30-Second Commute. She's the 2002 Home-Based Business Advocate of the Year, which, according to the SBA, and they would know, and she's our good friend. Beverly, welcome back.
Thank you. It's just always my pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you here, as always. And what's the news? Oh, wait. I got some news.
Okay.
Today is two very important days. It's okay. The winter solstice.
Right.
Which means that this is the shortest day of the year, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they start getting longer after this, which I like a lot. I don't like the short days.
Right.
But this is also a day that I'm pretty excited about. And I know, and I don't know if you will be or not. This is Humbug Day.
Humbug Day?
Yeah. So all of us Scrooges, all my brethren and sistren out there, mostly brethren, not too many sistren, we get 12 humbugs today.
Oh, lucky you.
How about that? And lucky to the people around us too, right?
Your wife and your staff have my sympathies.
Oh, listen, they love it. It's cute. My Scrooginess is cute, Beverly.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah.
Are you there?
You know, in all seriousness, I find so many people are becoming more Scrooges because...
See, I was leading the way all these years.
Yeah, thanks. But there, you know, it's become such a stressful time of the year for so many people that if you're not enjoying it, you'll lose the reason for the season.
That's exactly my point. You know that I'm not a Scrooge because I don't want to give people stuff.
Right.
It's that I don't like having to do it when somebody else tells me to.
Exactly. It's like tipping. If you don't want to do it, it becomes a chore and it's not fun.
The best way to get more out of me is not to ask me for anything.
Right. That's exactly right. I think that we all need to learn to let go a little bit of our own expectations of what has to be done at this time of year and try to go back to why are we doing this?
Right.
You know, whatever your reason is, and you know, in my case, it's the reason for Christmas is because it's Christ's birth, and
right.
What is that going to mean in my life mm-hmm. and to my family? So, you know, first, it's the reason for Christmas in the beginning, and secondly, it's an opportunity for all our family to get together at some place, in some time, and celebrate together, and that is what's important. It's not the number of gifts or any of those things. I quite frankly think we've all lost the whole meaning behind it. We spend too much time and money and energy buying. And I know the retailers wouldn't like to hear that, but I think it's just gone beyond what we need to be doing.
Well, to me, the thing that this season, if it should do anything, is to maybe just give us a rejuvenation of helping people, not people that we know, because probably most of them have all they need anyway,
mm-hmm.
but helping people that maybe we don't know so well and who need help. If the holiday season causes people to look around them and do something in December that they wouldn't do in July, then okay, that's fine with me. I say we ought to help people all year long. We shouldn't just wait for Christmas to have that feeling. Right. But if that's what it takes, okay.
Well, it is. I agree that it's okay if it opens people's eyes to that opportunity of the need that they could serve.
However, well, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I agree with you and disagree that if this is the only time they do it, fine. I would like to see people open their eyes and say, you know, I don't need to be doing this just in December. I need to do it all year long.
Well, I agree with you, but what I'm getting at there, so there are people out there who it takes this kind of a jolt to get them to turn loose of their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If that's what it takes, okay, I'll take it from you one time a year.
Right.
You know, that's good. But the thing that I'd like to encourage people to do, Beverly, is if you found a family, if you see a need, if you make a contribution, especially if it involves a family with children, and let me tell you something, folks, if you'd like to feel really good, if you'd like to just feel just like $1 million, call a church. If you don't have a church, call a church and ask them, do you have a family that needs help?
Mm-hmm.
The people at that church will know someone. They will administer your money. They will take your money, and I promise you, 100% of that money will go to the need appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you, folks, it'll happen. And just write them a check.
Yeah.
But here's the other thing, baby. What I was going to say is, remember that those people, that young family, that single mother with a small child who needs help right now, they're going to need their utility bill paid in February, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're going to need food in February, too. There's a birthday coming up that may not get a present if you don't help them. So don't just think about December. Think about February and April and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to go back to my favorite subject, to home-based businesses. And this is one of the benefits.
It always comes back to that with you, doesn't it, Beverly?
Of course it does. That's my soapbox.
That's the reason we have you here.
But, you know, when you have a little more flexibility, you can spend some time volunteering with something, whether it's a big sister, big brother, or lunch buddies, or there is a program I just recently saw called, not Rent a Daughter, but something to that effect, where people go and help the elderly, just take them to a doctor's appointment, or take them out to lunch, take them shopping. And there are so many people. It's just amazing to me sometimes how many people don't have family either at all or close by. As a home-based business, you know, I'm not stuck with a 12 to 1 lunchtime or a 12 to 12:30 lunchtime.
Right.
I can take a little more time, and I can make that time flexible, and I can volunteer some time one day a week, one day a month.
Yeah.
And do something for someone. Actually, volunteerism is on the increase, and it's because of home-based businesses.
And no one does it better on the planet than Americans, Beverly.
That's
no
right.
One does it better. Stand by. We'll come back. I'm going to tell you my starfish story about kind of what Beverly was talking about. You're going to like it, I promise. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're not sitting there alone.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll use it to your advantage. No barrier to entry. And go there. If you're home-based or want to be, find Beverly Williams' archives. Find the things that she's contributed to us over the more than 9 years now. She's been on part of our brain trust, and you'll get a lot smarter. You'll have the maximum opportunity to be successful if you do that. Beverly is our guest right now. Beverly, I wanted to tell the story, the star thrower story, tacked on to what you were just saying. Yeah. Folks, we're talking a little bit about, you know, subordinating yourself, donating your time and some money. Write a check if you need to. And Beverly, this is my favorite story, I think, in the whole world. Lauren Isley wrote a book called The Star Thrower.
Mm-hmm.
And she, in that book, and folks, I recommend it to you, in that book she tells this story, which is basically the theme of the book. She says that a man was walking down his beach, where he'd walked every morning, and off of the distance he saw a young boy walking toward him that he didn't recognize. And there'd been a storm the night before, and thousands and hundreds of thousands of little tiny starfish had washed up on the beach. And as the boy came closer, the man noticed the boy was picking up the starfish and throw them. He'd pick one up and throw it back in the water and walk a few steps and pick one up and throw it back in the water. And as they got closer, he asked the little boy what he was doing. And he says, well, I'm saving these starfish. They're going to die if I don't throw them back in. And the man said, well, son, there's hundreds of thousands of these. How can you possibly make a difference? And the little boy picked up one starfish and threw it back in the water, and he said, made a difference to that one. So, folks, don't try to save the world. Just make a difference to one.
I think that's a wonderful example.
Lauren Isley. I want to make sure I give her credit again. Yeah. Lauren Isley. Isn't that a great story? The Star Thrower. That's the book.
It is. That's a great story, and it's a perfect way of getting the point across to people that you can make a difference to one other person, and that's all that matters.
Well, and the best way to do it, to me, is to make a contribution, to do something like that, write a check, whatever, give it to someone who can use it, who will take it and leverage it for you. There are people, these people at churches and synagogues and at the different places like that, they know how to use that money properly and to get it to just the right people. I've done it for, I've just seen these people for so many years, Beverly. You have too. They do a great job. And here's the rest of the story, though, Beverly. Do it where almost no one knows you did it. If you really want to have a great feeling explode in your heart, do it where no one knows you did it.
Then you know you're doing it for the real reason, the proper reason, not for the glory of doing it for something. And I want to emphasize that if you don't have the money, it's just as important to spend your time, to give from your heart as well as from your wallet. There's so many people who just need somebody to sit and listen to them or to drive them to a doctor's appointment or any number of things that just take a little bit of your time and some of your heart.
My cousin is putting together hundreds of packages, little gift packages with socks and different kinds of toiletries and things like that, and he's taking them to nursing homes.
If you and your family like to sing, go to a nursing home just as a family group and sing a couple Christmas carols. Go room to room. Go to the local hospital.
And if you're not that good at singing, they won't care. Don't worry about it.
No, they won't. Not at all. You know, if you have a pet, find out if you're allowed to take them to a nursing home or even a hospital or rehab center. When my husband John was in the rehab after his knee operation, we took our dog in for him to see, and I ended up taking the dog to all the other rooms. And people,
oh, they love it.
Oh, they beamed.
Yeah.
You know, and, of course, my dog loved it, too. So there's so many things that you can do that don't involve writing a check. If you can afford to write the check, by all means, do it. But don't forget to give from your heart as well. So, the end of my speech.
Give us your website, Beverly.
It's www.beverlywilliams.com.
You know, the thing, and you alluded to this earlier, one of the things that a lot of people like about being home-based and I like about being small business owners is it does give them some flexibility at times like this to be able to do those kinds of things. And, you know, for a lot of us, if you're not retail folks, this is a kind of a slow time of the year for a lot of folks. It's the year's winding down. The phones aren't ringing as much. This is a good time to go out and give back a little bit, isn't it?
It is. And there's, you know, other things that you can and should be doing for your business. But, boy, to be able to take a couple hours and do something for somebody else will be very, very rewarding for you. And it may ultimately help your business as well. You never know.
I'll tell you, you never know where networking opportunities will happen.
That's right.
Don't go looking for them. But one thing you and I've learned, Beverly, if you go out into the marketplace and you're there for the right reasons, something good will happen.
That's right. They'll find you.
Yeah.
They will find you.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Beverly, thank you for your steadfast support of small business owners, home-based business owners, but especially for me and my audience over the last more than 9 years. We thank you for that.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity.
The book is called not the 90. It doesn't take that long, does it, Beverly? The 30-second commute. It doesn't take 90 seconds, folks, to commute when you're home base. It's only 30 seconds, maybe even 12. Thanks, Beverly. Merry Christmas. Say hi to John. Got to take a quick break. I'll be right back with Dr. Ellen Frankenberg. She's going to have something to say about your family business. Stay with us.
Every day the answer seems more.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.